ICQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. The announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. None being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And with that, I'm going to ask that you be patient tonight because I am on a little bit of a compromised antenna tonight, not my normal one. And my receive is not as good as my audio being transmitted, obviously. So if I ask you to repeat yourself, just be patient with me, and I do appreciate your patience. And with that, we will start with our pre-net check-ins. We've got quite a few of them tonight, so just bear with me. Welcome K4XMR, that's Mr. Mayo out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome KI4LJG, that's Mr. Bob out of Greensboro. Next is Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, I'm used to that being together. Next, we'll welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next is Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. Then we've got Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and he is in Newland, North Carolina. Then we've got Mr. Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. Then we've got Mr. Leon, NC9V, out of Hendersonville, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, out of Hendersonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit. Next is Mr. Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Landon, KG4WNB, and he's out of Cornelius, North Carolina. Then we've got Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL, out of Taylor's. Then we've got Mr. Scott, KX4YM, out of Greenville. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And tonight being Sunday night, with no echo links up, we will start with the RF, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Name Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and will both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in wear shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you, and all on the net.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
4HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. You and Miss Elise and all on the net.
22GUN, Bill in Mills River. And I'll stick around for a little bit, Patrick, with you. Good evening to you.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They make the home in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4 4 MOQ, and she's down there in Ware Shoals. Mr. Dave, KB2 BYQ, down there at Easley. Then we have our Wednesday night net controller, Mr. Gary, and keeper of all things SwapNet, KI4DOS, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make the home down there at Easley. And Gary, you going to be around for comments?
Who's in and out tonight, Patrick? I appreciate it.
Good to hear you tonight. And with that, one more here is Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, up here in Mills River. And I'm Bill, I got you down for a comment, so I'll be back around to you when I get everybody checked in here. So give me just a few minutes. With that, we'll try again. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren, and Taylor's. And we're a negative tonight. Good evening, doll.
For HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZ and Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Patrick. Thanks for being here.
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, N4HHC, down there in Taylor's. Warren, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, and he is up there in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo to Hotel. Echo to Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Again, Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I'll be negative tonight. Thanks for running the net. 73 is off KI4GOD.
KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. John, KI4GOD. And he is down there in Greenville. And John, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate it. With that, we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KX. Hope you and Miss Elise are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, thank you so much for calling the net. Hope you and Miss Elise have a good week coming up. Good evening to everyone else. Then 4 IOD.
HKX. Anybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Thank you for bringing us the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little rag chew. And I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome this fine group in here. And first there is Mr. James, KK4JFO. And he is over there in Tuxedo. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. And he is up there in Fletcher from me. And Sid, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and Miss Beverly have a wonderful week. And thank you for stopping by over here. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN. And he is down there in Greenville. And thank you, Ken, for stopping by. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And they made the home down there in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. I'll be back around to you right after Bill. But thank you for coming by and checking you and Miss Donna in tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. This is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec. That's HKXERA. Anyhow, no traffic. Patrick tonight, be hanging around to the end of the road. Call over.
KO4HKX, the Brewers 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome our resident elder, that's Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ down there in Simpsonville. And Eddie, good to hear you tonight, and sir, it's my pleasure to check you in, and thank you for taking the time to stop by here and check in with me. I do appreciate that, and I got that you'll be hanging around until after the roll call, and love to talk to you for a few minutes if that's possible, but there's a couple in front of you, so I understand if you need to go on. With that, we will try again. Mike Dupapa, Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX. Good to hear you tonight. Sounding good. Thank you for stopping by and checking in with me, sir. I do appreciate it. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike Dupapa, Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, the Brewers 2 meter net. Mike Du Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KO4HKX.
Hello, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lehman Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Hello, Kilo 4. Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill, you're shopping. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX, the Brewers 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome this fine group in here. First, there's Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice had a wonderful weekend and you stayed out of trouble. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KK4TRJ, down there in Cowpens. And Bill, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me here tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Please check in KQ4T. TBE, Kilo, Quebec 4, Tango Bravo Echo. This is Jonathan in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Also, please check in my wife, Laura, KQ4, TBF, Kilo, Quebec 4, Tango Bravo Foxtrot. Thank you. KO4HKX. Last station, can you give me your call sign one more time? I got your watch, but I did not get yours. Could you come back to it with me, please, one more time?
This is Jonathan in Centerville. My call sign, KQ4TBE. That's Kilo, Quebec 4, Tango, Bravo, Echo.
Jonathan, can you give me your wife's call sign one more time, please, sir?
Oh, Jonathan again. KQ4TBE. That's Kilo, Quebec 4, Tango, Bravo, Echo.
Jonathan, was that your call sign or your wife's call sign? I'm trying to enter it into computers the first time you've checked in with me and got them confused there.
Not a problem. Yes, my call sign ends in E, hers ends in F. I'm an Echo, my wife is a Foxtrot.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Sorry about the confusion there, John, but appreciate you being patient with me. We'd like to welcome KQ4TBE, that's Mr. Johnson, and he brings along Miss Laura, KQ4TBF, that made the home down there in Simpsonville. And thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate both of you and welcome you to the community. And if you didn't know, we're here every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller. And we'd love to have you check in as often as you can. And again, apologize for the confusion tonight. I am on a compromised antenna tonight, so it's real scratchy on my end. But thank you for being patient with me. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
K4UBD, Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta. I'll be negative and negative. Jan from Traveler's Rest. Thank you so much for calling the net.
For HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, we'd like to welcome Miss Jan, K4UBD, and she's down there in Traveler's Rest. Miss Jan, thank you for stopping by, and it's good to hear you tonight. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. With that pause, we're going to assume we got everybody for now. And we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. And KF4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie. AF4SX. Down here in southern Greenville County, around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Check in and out. Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India. Robert in Rock Hill.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY. And he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX, and they make their home down there in southern Greenville County. David, good to hear you tonight, and I hope your back is doing okay. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, W4IYI, and he is down there in Rock Hill. And Robert, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by here and checking in with me, sir. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Well, if you would, please check in and out. Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf, David in Easley, South Carolina. Again, Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zed, Golf, David in Easley, and I'll be in and out tonight.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, KM4GZG, down there in Easley. And David, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by. I do appreciate that. And as long as we can keep getting check-ins, we'll keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. At pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Bill, KB2GUN. Please call KO4HKX.
KX, KB2GUN. Good evening to you, Patrick, and everybody on the net. Well, things going pretty good here. Just got be going to the getting surgery on Friday on my back, so I'm kind of looking forward to that.
So I hope you get some relief from it. I know when you're down with your back, that's a big deal. It stops a lot of things, but hopefully everything goes good for you Friday, and you get a quick recovery out of it.
yet. I noticed they gave me something new, some type of device they're supposed to be giving me to bring home after surgery. But they said it's going to be something that heals up. I can't think of the name of it. I don't have my phone near me or the paper or the name down on. But some type of device you wear over your clothes, wherever the injury was, and it helps. They say it helps to speed up recovery for it.
Anything to speed up recovery, I guess, is a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. And then after that, probably about 2 months later after then, I have a screw broke off in my rotator cuff. I had a total rotator cuff about a couple years ago back, and now the screw broke off in it, because back this March I had a torn rotator cuff, which I'm just going through recovery on that. But other than that, and also put in your calendar, for the first Tuesday of next month at the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, if anybody interested, we're having the Wireman come to our meeting at the Blue Ridge Amateur Club radio with in Jackson Park.
So, and that is Tuesday, October the 1st, correct?
That is correct.
I've got it down in my calendar already. Looking forward to it. I'm assuming you won't be there at that one that quick after surgery.
I want to try to make it, but if not, then I will not be there. But other than that, I'm going to pass it up, and I think I'm going to turn it a little bit early. But you have a good one, and tell the family we say hello, and look forward to seeing you at the next one. But if not, you have my number, don't you?
I don't think I have your phone number.
704-934-1950.
I'll try to keep a check on you there, and appreciate you giving that to me. And I know anybody that's within driving distance is welcome to come that Tuesday night, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. It's a good group of guys and gals. So we look forward to meeting and shaking hands with everybody. Recheck.
4LZI, what's the special occasion this time? Normally, the buyer's meeting's on the first Monday of the month. Anybody know?
Not the Briars meeting, that is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, which is up in Hendersonville, that's meeting on the first Tuesday of the month.
Making that out, as you or somebody else said, being the names are so close, it's easy to confuse it. Go ahead with the net, KI4LCI.
Andy, I have done it myself, so don't worry. and it is easy to do. But glad you come here and ask that question, because I'm sure somebody else had the same one. But thank you. With that, we're going to pause right here and see if we got any check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
SAS. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKZ, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just
mark
me in and out. Thanks for running the net.
KO4 HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, our Monday night net controller, KO4 JKV, and he makes his home up there in Asheville. And Duncan, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll move along to our next right shooter, and that is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Hello there, Patrick. Good evening to everybody on the net. Well, goodness. Another beautiful Sunday. Beautiful and warm. Summer's back for a few days. We just keep going up and down that thermometer, don't we? So if it's 93, which it was out here today, I try to stay in the house. I don't attempt to wear myself out and ruin a perfectly good shower by doing anything on a Sunday outdoors. So, well, before I launch into what I did, what did you do this Sunday, Patrick?
I made a trip to Lowe's this morning before church and picked up a few things that I needed. And then we went to church and came home, and the wife went and met with some of her friends, and I hung out here at the house all by myself. So I've had a pretty relaxed day today.
That's as far as it goes with my mate. It was much the same thing. Donna had lunch with some of her friends, three ladies, I think. And they went to a brand new place, and whenever she does that on Sunday, she gets an extra to-go package for me. So she brought home a Reuben sandwich. Now, I haven't had a Reuben in so long, and I do enjoy a good one. This one was fairly good. Brought it home, and the only thing about the thing was that they put it in one of those styrofoam shell-type closing things, and that traps in all of the heat. And it's something like potatoes are in there. It makes the potatoes real soggy. They will give up their moisture. So that was as easy as putting it in a little toaster oven and warming them up again and making them crispy again. But that was our meal today. We watched PGA golf. This has become a new thing. Donna and her mother played golf together when she was home from college, and whenever she traveled back to, you know, they didn't live, so whenever she traveled back home, she and her mom would go out for golf. And she really enjoyed the game, and she can explain it to me. I used to watch golf with my dad. Don't know why. He never held a club. He did not, I don't think. He just liked the environment of a game of golf. I don't think he tried to keep up with the score. I don't think he followed the narration very well. And back in those days, they didn't have the tracking for the ball. Tracking on the screen, that's new since I started watching golf again. And that adds a great deal of interest. And it's just different than when Dad and I watched. So anyway, Donna and I are enjoying that on Sundays. Over the weekends, there's usually about 3 hours of golf that records on the video recorder, and we kind of like that. So that was a nice, relaxing day. Do you and your wife get into watching something that the both of you like on television from time to time?
Time to time, there's a couple of shows we like to watch together. Generally, our older shows. Don't care much for much of the newer stuff. She likes to watch some of the reality stuff, the cooking shows, Dancing with Stars, that kind of thing. And I'll watch it with her, but it is what it is.
Yeah, Donna and I watch some cooking shows together too. Now, it's not painful to me because when I was a child, I wanted my mama to teach me how to cook. I wanted to learn how to cook before I could see the top of the stove. She pointed that out. You can't learn how to cook. You can't see the top of the stove. Mama, I can stand on a stool. I can watch, you can tell me what you're doing. She would not have it. My mama was old school, you might say. And she didn't think men belonged in the kitchen. She wouldn't let me set the table. She wouldn't let me clean up after the meal. She wouldn't let me help her with the dishes. She was just very strict about that. I don't suppose you ever had that problem? JK4JBQ.
When I was a kid, learning how to cook wasn't a high priority for me. Most of the time, our mom run us out of the kitchen to get out from under foot and that kind of thing. Now, when I was down at my grandparents with my grandma, I used to love to sit in the kitchen at the kitchen table and watch her cook just and talk to her and listen to the old stories. I always enjoyed that.
What a blessing there, really, truly. Yeah, I think my mama just didn't think men belonged in the kitchen. I tried to explain to her once. I said, Mama, one of these days I will be leaving and on my own. And maybe, you know, it'll be a while before I have a really good cook cooking for me. I need to be able to feed myself. What do you think about that? Well, I don't know what she said. She just shrugged that off. It was, I couldn't see the top of the stove. So I'm a little fella, you know, probably 9 or something. And the time that I would be leaving is a long time off. And not something she wanted to think about, I guess, you know. She did not like it when I left home. No way. And mothers are like that, and they have every right to feel that way. I loved her for it. Donna didn't like it much. There's always that little rub between the mother and the new wife, you know. KK4JBQ.
There's always that little bit, but most of the time it all works out good in the end, and that's a good thing. And my mom and my wife, they tolerated each other, I guess is the best way to put it. They got along well enough to have a meal together and spend some time together, but they wouldn't go on out shopping together or hanging out together.
A lot of things have to line up for something as good as that. Too bad, you know. Because the way I would look at it, now this is just with, you know, fresh eyes at 10,000 feet, I would see, you know, if I had a son and he had a new wife, that'd be a new friend, you know, new family member, you know. My mama didn't think of that way. She was still rather possessive. Donna picked up on that. And, you know, that's a bit of a rub, I suppose. And nothing I can, you know, I can't step in there and even have a point of view. You know, I learned that quick. But anyhow, we're married 31 years now, and mama's been gone a while. And so new challenges. That one is safely tucked away. But anyhow, today was the day when, after my good meal and a little bit of golf, I decided to check out some batteries and some UPSs, some uninterruptible power supplies, UPSs. I found one flat dead. Have it on a charger right now. I have such a wrangling mess with batteries. It seems like half of the things I own require a battery. So I have the UPS battery on a charger. I suppose it tries to charge it itself, you know, the UPS thing, but it complains and says, well, I just can't do anything with this. So I put it on a charger that I can put as much as 6 amps into it. You know, the UPS charger doesn't feed it that much. To convince it, you know. but it might be hopeless. And then I thought, I passed my drill, my really nice drill that I like so much. And I checked the power on that, and I got no lights. It has three status lights, you know, and none of them lit. So I thought, oh boy, oh no. It's been too long now since I used that last. So I put that on a charger. It seems like I'm charging things all the time. Radios, drills, UPSs, flashlights. I mean, gracious. Back to you, KK4JVQ.
4HKX, the Blues 2 meter net. Yeah, Larry, it seems like when you have the more battery stuff, the more maintenance you have. No, I've had my run at batteries the past month, so I am good on batteries for a little while, so I don't have any more go bad.
A good feeling, for crying out loud. As a matter of fact, the battery in the car is flat dead. That's going to take a little more arranging to get that fixed up. It's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another thing. Anyhow, it's kind of been a slow day when I can pass by a drill. It's been a slow day. But that's how Sunday should be, you know. No heavy lifting. Well, Patrick, it's always good to talk with you. And, well, I hope you have a real good evening. And everyone out there, do the same. This is KK4JBQ. Turn it back to you, Patrick. 7-3.
Pleasure to talk to you, as usual. And thank you for hanging around and ragtuning with me for a few minutes. I hope you and Miss Donna have a great week and enjoy everything about it. And with that, we're going to move on up to see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. This is KC4SKD. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. Larry and Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra. KG4AHS Rotman. Easily, good to talk to you, Patrick. Hope you're having a good evening. Please check us in and out tonight.
X. Everyone on the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Patrick. No comments, no traffic. 73, you and everyone on the net.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome one of our Friday night net controllers. That's Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. And he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS. And they make their home down in Easley. And Larry, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by and bringing you and Miss Rhonda in here. Next, we'd like to welcome one of our Saturday night net controllers. That's Mr. Mike, AK4HR. And he makes his home down there in Simpsonville. Mike, thank you for stopping by tonight. I do appreciate it. And glad to hear you. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that, we're going to see if Mr. Eddie's still around. W4NTQ, please call KO4HKX.
Good evening now. You might want to play with KI4DOS. This is W4NTQ. I'm about half asleep here. I've been working in changes with material, electronic material, and other stuff this weekend. And it didn't have a lot going on. And,
some of them put his young passed up stuff. I've just got a halfway. Every time I can rest a little bit, I tried. And if I'm going to as soon as this is over, I'll be spreading out of bed. Oh, baby, but it's pretty good, pretty good, decent weather down there anyhow. It's in Simpsonville. There's something going on and all that good stuff. I'd like to say hello to everybody that's listening in there. And I am getting along pretty good to be close to my birthday hours of October the 20th. It seems like it's going to be a bunch of parties around here, some different places. So I got to be a good boy and not mess it up, I reckon. And anybody's welcome if we find out where it's at or near it here. And all that good stuff. Gary, we'll see you tomorrow night, probably, I hope. We don't plan to go anywhere at night. We don't drive anymore. We don't drive, so if we go anywhere, we have to get some of our relatives or neighbors. So, I don't hear them.
This is KO4HKX. Well, Eddie, good to hear you tonight, and wanted to touch base with you and make sure that I had the right date down for your birthday, which was October the 20th, and that you'll be 100 years old. And looking forward to wishing you a happy birthday on that day. And glad you had a good weekend, and that you got several. I think you said you had several parties that you were going to try to go to. So I hope you have a good time at that, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. And but thank you for hanging around here tonight and just coming back in here with us for a few minutes.
I'm glad to stay here. Stay here with my eyes closed just about. I didn't do much radio today on the outside. I've been working otherwise. my daughter, she's going to visit Colorado. Family, and some of us going to North Carolina, I think visionaries, folks, and so we'll see how things work out. And if you are anywhere nearby, you're sure welcome to where there's a party going on. I'm trying to make them all.
Any offense to that. Gary is a wonderful gentleman also. Hopefully he's not listening, didn't hear me say that too loud. But I love to go sit down and talk to him and Miss Joy. And would love to sit down and talk with you face to face one day too. Hopefully we can do that soon. I would love to do that. And if there is a birthday party close by that I could make it to, I would love to come by and at least shake your hand.
They're gonna have some parties around Simpsonville, and then we're going down to home in southeastern North Carolina before or after. I love it. They don't tell me much there. Over.
I won't hold you. I won't keep you up late. About that, folks. I won't keep you up late, Mr. Eddie. I just wanted to talk to you for a few minutes and make sure I had the right date down for your birthday. And look forward to you checking in on your birthday there. We'll try to make it a special day for you.
If I'm anywhere around, I'll have to carry one of these radios I got. I got a 5-watt job here. I can carry around me. It gets in from now, from here, occasionally. I don't think it goes as loud as this 71 job I've got. But it helps there. So we'll see you, and I'll try to be able to get around again tomorrow night, over.
Sir, Mr. Eddie, I know Duncan would love to have you come back tomorrow night and check in with him. It's always a pleasure to check you in. But with that, we won't hold you and let you get some rest. You've earned it. At your age, I'll be getting plenty of rest and checking my eyelids, I'm sure. But thank you for coming around and hanging around here tonight and checking in with me. I do appreciate it, Mr. Eddie. Anything else on your mind, sir?
I've spent the most of my working life, 50 years or more, in a country newspaper, sitting type and running a newspaper, old flatbed newspaper, and in some offices, switched offices. So I spent most of my life working on a newspaper.
I'm glad you're enjoying your time now, and I know you've had to work hard. I think that's what you said. Like, I'm telling you now, it's pretty scratchy on my end trying to carry on a conversation, Mr. Eddie. My antenna, we took it down yesterday to do a little work to it, and some of the stuff that we had for it wasn't quite right, so now I'm on a highly compromised antenna and trying to call the net. And rag to you with people is a little bit of a challenge. But I appreciate you hanging around here with me tonight.
I was glad you asked me to. When I've been in this stuff of ages and works and old works and young works and all that. Most of my life has been in eastern North Carolina, Wilmington, Whitebull, Southport, down there, and all that places like that. So that's where the reason I'm in Simpsonville. My daughter's husband had a job down here in the area, and when I decided to quit after about 50-60 years of newspaper, and I decided to move down here and be with them, and they're looking after me real good. So that's the good stuff I reckon here. Yeah, for DOS, Mr. Happy Boy, and to you.
I'm going to let you go tonight. I'm not going to hold you, but good to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. And, yeah, I bet you have some stories with all those years in the newspaper business. And I look forward to talking to you face-to-face about them one day and letting you tell me all about it. But I'm going to clear out of here for tonight because 4 o'clock comes off early in the morning for me also. But I do appreciate you hanging around and talking to me tonight.
I'm glad I stayed awake so I could talk to you. And because it's been a long day, dear. And Norway, Texas, Quebec. It's Simpsonville, South Carolina, I guess. Yeah. And we'll see you Pine Creek here.
You have a good evening and look forward to hearing you on the net tomorrow night. This is KO4HKX. And with that, we'll go back over here and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, late check-in. Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, WW4JET. Good evening, and I don't want to keep you here any longer, sorry about that. But thanks for calling the net tonight.
KO4HKX and the Brewers 2-Meter Net, we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, and he is down there in Pickens. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight, and don't worry about being a little late in here. As long as the net's still going on, you're not late, is the way I see it. So, do appreciate you checking in with me. With that, we'll try one more time right quick. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. 4HKX for Brewers 2-Meter Net, I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be calling the net, and I know he will love to have you check in, and that way you can give him a good dose of rider's cramp. With that, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night. And I wish everyone a great week this week. KO4HKX, clear.
JBQ, KI4LZI.
ZI, hello, Andy.
Talking about your car battery going dead on you again. You never was able to get one of those trickle charges, boy.
Kept it going. Oh, by the way, this is KK4JBQ, if anybody cares. I kept it going for maybe, more than a year. It was not holding the charge real well. And I can't blame the battery. I can't blame the car. I don't travel a lot. So that's necessary. And, you know, if you take the car out once a week, maybe you find yourself looking for a battery more often than you should. That's just the way of things.
You're well aware of this. I found it out over the years with this Tercel I got. Because previous car, it didn't have all these memory sensors and all this in it. But when they go dead or you disconnect them, you're liable to burn up as I did on one sensor in that Tercel when the battery went dead in that Tercel. I burned up a sensor in it, and that particular sensor's been bad ever since. So, with these newer cars and such as that, you gotta be careful about that. But you probably know going from a 72 to a 94 about it.
We're right about that, and modern cars are more modern than yours and more modern than mine. Both of these cars that we're talking about are a little bit in the long in the tooth, you might say. A modern vehicle, probably 2020 and forward, there's all kinds of stuff going on in the car. I guess it makes them safer. I guess it makes them more fuel efficient. I guess it makes them more, gives the driver more information on the dashboard. You know, all of that stuff. Donna drives a Prius, which is not only has a battery to start it, that thing is full of batteries. It's a hybrid. So it runs on gasoline fuel, but it also has it has motors in the wheels. So as long as you're traveling down the road, it's charging the battery. It charges the battery when it stops. It charges the battery when it's going at low speeds. Now, it might be strange to think about it this way, but at highway speeds, it's not charging those batteries. So it runs on the battery sometimes, but then it runs on gasoline sometimes. The car decides which one of those power sources that it uses. And, you know, it's beyond me to understand how they got that to work as well as it does. From what I understand, the Toyota's, their hybrid system is as good as anybody's. Donna's looking at replacing her car. Phew, goodness. And when she does, she'll be buying a new one. And, of course, you know what that means. But she'll be trading in one that's still quite good. But she likes to trade them in. Think about it this way. She likes to trade them in before the batteries get too old. KK4JBQ.